Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, and joining us, as usual, is the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hi, Martin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Feeling clean.
Good. Well, I'm just sitting here having a nice glass of water and thinking, you know, how I am, since I cut out soda drinks and soft drinks and carbonated drinks and taking all that fructose glucose syrup out of my system, that I'm really doing something good for my health. And of course, the fact that I don't want to contribute to the pollution caused by plastic water bottles is I'm just pumping it out of my tap. And of course, one of the things that the city I'm in says is that we chlorinate the water so that it's disinfected and clean, and so you don't have to worry about terrible parasites and bugs and stuff in the water that will harm me. And so I'm feeling really, really good about this water that I'm drinking.
Well, this is all good, and of course, you know why we put the chlorine into the water, yes? You already answered it.
Yep.
The answer is to kill microorganisms. So what happens when you actually drink that water?
Well, I imagine it's still killing microorganisms.
Right, in your gut. Good guys, bad guys, all of it. So, of course, that means that you are actually killing off your intestinal flora.
Oh, dear. That's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. Especially because when you kill off all of them, the thing that grows back quicker is the weeds.
Right.
Just like in a garden, you know, like when you leave a garden for a year or two, it doesn't come back in azaleas and carrots. It comes back with brambles, burdock, and dandelions.
That's right.
Nothing against burdock and dandelions, but they are not what you were hoping to see.
No, that's right. And so what I want to see in my stomach is the good bacteria, right?
Right. So, of course, yeah, we're all smart, and we all have started using filtration devices, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you're actually fibbing this, because I believe that you have a gravity-fed filtration device in your kitchen, right?
You're right. You caught me, but...
it's okay. You're making a nice point. I like that. But here's an interesting thing. Do you have a filter on your shower?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
So here goes. When you run hot water into your shower or into your tub or whatever you do, you're actually releasing all the chlorine into the air very quickly, and you're inhaling that.
And now, chlorine is odorless and tasteless, right?
Relatively. No, it's not odorless. It stinks like chlorine.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm just thinking in my shower, I don't quite get that smell.
Well,
so.
Its cute cousin is called chloramine.
Okay.
And that it doesn't have that characteristic chlorine smell and taste.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of like innocent tasting, but it actually is even more dangerous as far as your health goes.
Oh,
and this has been introduced, especially in California, you know, like San Francisco and Los Angeles, water systems are now chloraminated instead of chlorinated. And chloramines are, it's a chlorine conjugated with amino acids. That's how it got its name. And the trouble with that is that you don't even know you're being poisoned because you can't smell it and taste it.
There you go. Okay. More than 1 in 5 Americans use drinking water treated with chloramines, according to the United States Environmental Protection Agency. It kind of reminds me of the mafia, that we give you protection. Give us money and you don't have to worry about fire or floods.
Yeah, your house will not burn down, at least not intentionally, as long as you're paying us our protection. Well...
Right.
With EPA, they as most governmental institutions, things have sort of changed. What we now have is not a government for the people, by the people, but government for the corporations, by the corporations. You know, government is not run for the democracy, it's run for the system. Actually, yeah. I'm reminded of a cute line that Mark Twain coined back in, I think it was 1905. He said, "We have the best Congress money can buy."
Right.
I mean, what a guy. And anyway, the point being, all of these institutions, whether it's FDA or EPA or whatever three letters you pick, they all are working for their boss, and their boss is who gets the government re-elected. And that's really the money that you raise, right? Because these days it costs a president I don't know how many billions of dollars to get re-elected or elected, and it costs every congressman I don't know how many millions of dollars to get elected. So somewhere along the way comes a party that submits a sufficient subsidy to this person, right? Well, if you want to get reelected, you're going to have to somehow, what's the word, pay attention to your sponsors.
Right, right. Well, and I just found something very, very interesting from Medical News Today, which is that the EPA has demanded, district by district, that chloramine be used versus chlorine, and fines those districts that don't comply. And it's used in countries all over the world, but recently discovered there are variable corrosions of lead from water pipes, water meters, entrance pipes, copper and brass pipes, faucets and fittings in office buildings, homes, hospitals, and schools that occurs. So high lead levels have been found in a lot of people now, and it's been linked to hypertension and cardiovascular disease. So
yeah, lead is nasty. That actually gives you also diminishing mental capacity and all manner of, rise of emotional instability, and it's not so funny.
Yeah. In fact, the San Francisco Aquarium lost very, very old, rare fish because they used water by error, accidentally, to eliminate, that had not been cleaned of chloramine. And of course, when they put that water in with the fish just went over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's over. I remember this one story. Denise Johnson, Menlo Park, she didn't know. But one day the chloramines were added to the water. And the quote is, "I almost died. I was in the shower and I suddenly couldn't breathe. I passed out on the floor."
Wow.
So, there are people who are sensitive, and there will be problems. Anyway, so let's just sort it out. If you have chlorinated water supply and you don't filter your shower, or if you have chloraminated water supply and you don't filter your shower, you are, inside of 10 minutes, taking in about as much chlorine as you would if you drank a gallon of unfiltered water. Okay? So that means this. If you think you're protecting yourself from chlorine by having a Brita filter or whatever stuff that you have in your kitchen, good for you. That's good. But you need to complete the job. You need to also shower in a filtered situation, because if you don't, trouble.
Right.
So, well,
So we need to look at all the ways that we take in water, not just drinking it.
That's correct. Oh, absolutely. Well, I've known about this problem for years. The problem has been, what do we do about it? Ecologically, there are shower filters out there, but they are pricey and ineffective, and it's either a price problem or ecological problem. I've been looking far and wide, finally found a company that actually makes a reusable plastic shell. So we now are able to get, yeah, indeed, we're able to get a shower filter or a bath spigot filter that is reusable. And what we have inside that filter is we have a special spongy kind of a filtration device that takes out either chlorine or chloramine. Yeah, the person needs to specify which they want. And also, we have added to these filters some prills and pearls. So not only is that water that's coming through there filtered by removing the chlorine or the chloramine, it's also structured on the fly by prills and pearls.
So we're getting properly structured water as opposed to poor quality water.
Right. Yeah, one step is to take the toxins out. The other step is to take the vibrational distortions or disturbances out as well.
And that's very important.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, we've been talking about this issue for years.
A long time.
And indeed, so I'm quite pleased that we have this. So we now have, and I think let's post the link on Life Enthusiast under products in water inline treatments, because these are in line of the water. We now have the water converter, and it's available either for chlorine or chloramine, and it's available either in 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch, what do you call that, thread. And this is important. Most homes have 1/2 inch pipes, but some fancier homes have 3/4 inch pipes.
Well, so you have to make sure you know what size your pipes are.
Right. It's not going to be very difficult. If it's about the size of a normal finger, it's 1/2 inch, and if it's about, like, you know, more, then it's 3/4. The most common thing is on wash machine taps, on garden hose taps, and on kitchen faucets, and on the RVs, those are all 3/4 inch. So, you know, you can take this device and you can actually filter the water that goes into your wash machine. You can filter the water that you're going to fill your RV storage tank with. Or you can also use it on your garden, which is kind of cool, because we have found that when you water your garden with structured prill and pearl treated water, all the plants grow better. And so if you remove the chlorine, you won't be poisoning the soil, and you will not be killing off the soil-based bacteria, so all the things in your garden are going to grow better too.
Right. Cool. Well, that's what we want to do, right? We want to restore vitality not only to ourselves and to our digestive system and the bacteria that's there and the bacteria that's on our skin too. There's good bacteria that lives on our skin, but also the bacteria in the planet, so we can have good plants, strong plants growing.
Well, yes. Well, you mentioned it earlier, in San Francisco Aquarium, they killed off rare fish by feeding them this straight chloraminated water.
Yes.
Well, that was at full concentration. But, you know, if you are indeed flushing your toilet or washing your shower water into the drain, it goes down into the, you know, creeks and plants or wherever. I mean, this chlorine or chloramine doesn't just disappear, it just goes into the system.
Yep. That's
so
right. It's not like it goes into the water table, so we end up getting it that way. It goes out to sea, which doesn't help the coastline at all.
Yeah. Well, chlorine naturally does evaporate. That goes up into the air. So there's hope for that. But chloramines, they don't disappear. They stay in it.
Right.
And either way, they react with organic matter in the water, and they create something called trihalomethanes, which, you know, it's essentially is an interaction between organic and chlorine, and it creates essentially poisonous substances, and these trihalomethanes are being filtered out at your water supply. That's why your water needs to have needs to be clear, because if it has high turbidity, you know, lots of biological matter in it, if it has that sort of brownish, yellowish, whatever stuff in it, that's really a reason to panic, and they tell you to boil this water. The main reason is that there's stuff in it that you should not be drinking.
It's really a disinfectant, a disinfection byproduct, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, and that's quite interesting, because this is one that is, so what we do this process to our water with chlorine and chloramine, all this sort of stuff, and there's a result that occurs. And of course,
right.
So there's something in that water, and then they need to filter that something out because it's not good, right? And so
mm-hmm.
with the trihalomethanes, for example, this is something that they have identified. But when you do
yes.
the disinfection process, there are potentially hundreds of other things that are created that that we may not or probably are not monitoring. And,
right,
you know,
so we don't understand.
Yeah. We haven't clearly demonstrated that Wooga Wagga causes, is possible causation for cancer or any of these other things that can happen, so then they don't monitor it. So what we're really saying is this is what we know is in the water, and they're trying to
yes.
take it out, but we don't know what's... There's a lot of things that we don't know that it's in the water because of this process, and they haven't done a study and said, oh, this specific thing here causes... you know, cancer in rats in 15 years, so we better make sure we take it out. And so they don't test for that. So we actually don't know what other stuff is in the water that it wouldn't be in the water if you were just kind of drinking natural water, say, 15,000 years ago.
Yes, pretty much. That's the story.
Yeah,
this is an experiment. This is an experiment. You know, I always use the words like, death by 1,000 little cuts, or the last straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, we're simply adding to the complex of toxicity, overall toxicity. And the only thing we know for sure is that from one generation to next, people are becoming more toxic, less resilient, more genetically deformed, less reproductively competent. You know, I mean, the semen motility is decreasing in men. The rates of infertile couples are going up. I mean, these days it's already 10% of couples are unable to conceive in a natural manner.
Yeah, and that's a real tragedy. I mean, that causes lots of anguish and stress, and
mm-hmm.
you're obviously not vital, right?
Yes. And that's what's going on, is that each succeeding generation is more toxic than the previous one. And it's mainly because of these toxic compounds that are being added into the system. So, anyway, the case I'm making here is this. Chlorine is well known to cause trouble, and it should be removed. You know, you need to remove it. There's no getting away from it as far as it being in your water pipe, unless you are able to dig your own well and not chlorinate your own water. But if you're living on a communal water supply, you may as well filter it.
So, and like what you're saying is, if you live in a city and
yes.
And you have a tap,
yes,
then you better filter it.
Yes, that's right. And if you have a shower, you better filter it. And if you want a better garden, you better filter it. And if you are using your RV a lot, you should filter it. And additionally, I also have two other devices, which are the spa and the pool filtration. They are like large size cakes of the same material that we have in the smaller shower filter or the bathtub filter. Anyway, this thing, you just add it into the device. Where would I put it? You know, like in your hot tub, there's water always circulating, right? And there's a spot in there that you can set something that's always going to be in the stream of the water that's moving. So you can use one of these sponge filters and put it there, and it will remove all the nasty chemicals. And if you really want to upgrade this thing, you will add some of the Twilight cupcakes to it, because they will structure your water. And if you really want to upgrade it, you will get yourself some of the Dan Nelson's Wayback water and pour that into the tub. And that thing is going to turn it into a spiritual advancement vessel.
Well, perfect.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Well, really. I mean, I've had people reporting like what happens with them after they've done this treatment. So they put this chlorine removing device on, and they put some of these structuring, it's either the cupcake or the Star Chambers thing. And then they add this vibrational. I've had people adding either the Awesome Water or the Dan Nelson's Wayback Water. And in both cases, they were telling me what a fantastic experience this has been, being in the water, feeling serene, peaceful, coming out of it just grounded and restored in ways that they never expected or thought possible.
Right, so the water is acting the way it's supposed to be acting, as opposed to the
yes.
way we're used to it acting.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I personally have completely given up going to public swimming facilities like pools or hot springs or any of that. I've even lived in a community with a number of very nice, what shall we call them, hot springs, natural hot springs. But they were legislated to put chlorine in that. The insanity of it. This one particular spring puts out 1 million gallons of water every day, of hot water.
Wow.
So it does not. It does never stay there more than like 8 hours in the pool. You just see it. The volume of the overflow is. I mean, there's a huge amount of water just flowing over top all the time as they are refreshing it. But no, they're forced by legislation to chlorinate it, even though there's no good reason for it. I mean, you would have to have somebody. Adding bowel movements to the pool all the time to cause trouble.
Right, right.
But no, we're legislated to do it, and that's what the pool manager told me. I went to discuss it because I said, look, this water turnover is so high, there's just no way this water will spoil. And he says, I agree, I know, but the health branch or whatever they are that regulates it tells me that I have to put it in or else. So anyway, the reason I'm saying it is that I've simply given up on going to public facilities. But you can create a private facility that not only is chlorine-free, but it's water-structured and is restored and vibrationally enhanced. So
very cool.
The tools are available. Indeed, they are. Cool, it is.
So one of the things I think that what we're saying to everybody today is take a look at your water. And even if you are getting water directly from the ground, from a well or something like that, there's potential for stuff in there that we don't think is good for you. And certainly if you're getting city water, that's definitely going to be the case, because the water is going through usually very old pipes and pulling metals out of the, and we get back to heavy metals, toxic metals in the body and how bad they can be for you. And so it's really important that the water be supporting your health as opposed to killing off the good bacteria and the good stuff in your body, as well as cancer causing agents and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're describing the long term threat, but the more immediate short term threat is from the chlorination, if you're not removing chlorine and or chloramine from your water, you're doing yourself immediate and direct harm that's preventable. And One of the sure signs of sterile gut, you know, sterile gut is the one in which the bacteria have been diminished, is this. When you travel to tropical countries or to countries where the hygiene standards are not quite the same as the industrial society, you drink water from a common source and boom, you have an intestinal event, right?
Yes.
Well, that is
the locals don't necessarily, but I do.
No. No, the locals are fine. And that the locals are fine because their digestive system has got bacteria or microorganisms that are strong enough to deal with the invasion of these new strains that your sterile system is simply not prepared for. So, you know, the gringo arrives and gets his Montezuma's revenge. Well, it's because gringo's gut is too sterile.
Right.
And one of the reasons is because gringo is drinking chlorinated water. And gringo's mommy was using Lysol to sterilize everything from door handles to toilet seats to kitchen counters. Interesting thing, gringo's grandfather grew up on a farm crawling on the kitchen floor among the chickens and puppies, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did we do that?
Yeah, and the water probably came out of the dugout.
Possibly. Yes.
It did, but anyways, it did just 100 years ago, no doubt about it, right?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, there is a good story to be told for preventing waterborne illness like cholera or dysentery or things like that. Okay, we should not intentionally drink contaminated water that has feces in it. That's not the idea. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But the extreme opposite is also a problem. Chlorine kills too much, and it needs to be removed. So that's my story. Go to www.life-enthusiast.com and under products look up water inline treatments, and if that doesn't answer it, call us. We're at 1-866-543-3388. We're working on restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.